Good evening. Welcome to our Sunday evening service here at Berrien County Baptist Church. And certainly we do come before Him with honor and praise for all that God is. I'm always grateful for the folks who come back on Sunday nights. Our Sunday morning services are more of a shotgun with birdshot approach, shooting out to hit a broader spectrum of people with the Word, realizing there's a greater chance for people who are not yet saved to hear the message. Our Sunday evening service is often more fine-tuned to the needs of God's people who are actively serving the Lord. As I said this morning, I plan on being who we are, even though I realize this is open to a greater amount of people. Everyone is welcome along with our BCBC church folks. So I welcome you, and I pray the Lord will give you something that you need in this evening service. Feel free to share our website with others who may need to hear the Word of God as well. Through the years, our church has continued to maintain an evening service, and I haven't seen any real cause for us to change that. Right now, it's a little lonely here again at the church without the faithful people of our church joining us here. I pray that this altered method of holding services will not last very long. And I thank you for the many people who texted me today, letting me know that you joined in on our morning service. It was a blessing to hear from you and a real encouragement for sure. Please do that again. It'll be rewarding to know that you've tuned in with me, and pray for me as I try to present the Word of God to be helpful to you folks, even though you're not here with me at the church building. Once again, please let me or our deacons know if there's anything we can do to help you through this time of public restrictions in our country. Our deacons are more than willing to help out in any way. I certainly am. And so feel free to give us a call or shoot me a text, and we want to be of service to you, help to you in any way that you would have need. As the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 increase, continue to pray for public health and for the health of the healthcare workers who are trying to assist them, please. Also, continue to pray for our president and those who are giving him recommendations based upon their medical knowledge and real-time assessments. And we have to yield to their discretion, certainly. So let's look to the Lord now in prayer as we begin our service, and then we'll be followed by a song. I hope you listen to the words of the songs as well. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight that we can gather here around your word, though we're not together personally, yet we're here together via internet, and because of your word, we're thankful for all that you've done for us. Thank you for meeting with us in a special way this morning, and I pray that tonight the Holy Spirit would fill me, use me, minister to our hearts, encourage Christians, and Lord, if there's any unsaved that would hear the message, that they might be drawn to Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we do again pause to pray for our nation. Once again, guide our leaders, give them wisdom. Ultimately, that we as God's people might be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and honesty. Bless our service now. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Carry on through all the heartache that I've been through. Oh, my friend, let me tell you, I go to Jesus, for only He can heal my pain. I go to Jesus, for He can wash away each day. He comforts like no other can, and He always
Jesus. Now we all have our fortunes and our
I go to Jesus. What a great song. Take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40, a very familiar passage, Isaiah, chapter number 40. I will encourage our folks, don't get used to a real short service, but the way things are right now, the services are a little bit shorter than normal, but we hope to add some live music next week. At least our pianists perhaps can be with us. But we don't want to overexpose people just to have live music. I hope that you appreciate the songs that we've played today. I was out in the hallway before service, and as I often do on Sunday nights, I begin looking for people to come. And I was looking out there. It's snowing a little bit outside here in Stevensville. And as I was looking, I all of a sudden realized nobody's coming. And I just kind of felt kind of melancholy. I'll get over that real quick here, I hope. But I just want you to know I miss you. I wish you were here with me. I do appreciate so much the fellowship that we have. And sometimes it has to be pulled away from you to help you appreciate it even more. That's the case in my own heart. I hope it's with yours. Some people expressed to me earlier that they really missed being here. But we're glad that we were able to live stream. I thank, again, Jason Keller for his hard work getting our live stream up and running. We had some challenges with that. The Lord helped us, and Jason worked hard at getting that done. Isaiah chapter 40, if you would, please. And we'll begin reading in verse number 25. We'll read down through the end of the chapter. Isaiah chapter 40, please grab your Bible and follow along there with me. Isaiah 40 and verse 25. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? That's an interesting question, isn't it? You can't liken God to anybody. People try to make analogies of the triune God with different objects, but God's unique. He's holy, set apart from all others. You can't liken him to anything. And he says, or shall I be equal? There's nothing equal with God. God is almighty above everything. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What a powerful passage. And I want to share with you tonight some thoughts on renewing your strength. As I watched the president this past week, I think it was especially on Monday, it just seemed to me as an observer that he seemed weary. And I can understand that with all the pressure that's upon him, the care of our nation, the health of its people, the security of our nation, and the idea of a virus spreading across the country like it has others certainly would cause one to be weary. We face a lot of things in life that make us feel weary. And this passage of Scripture gives us a scriptural means of how we can renew our strength. So I want to talk about that tonight. I trust you'll open your heart to the Word of God. Let's pause for a moment of prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, I pray now that you'd bless as we open up your Word. I pray the Holy Spirit would minister to our hearts, and Lord, that you would empower the Word to our lives tonight. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. There are those, including us, who grow weary and sometimes faint. They become weary by their labor and often reach the point of stopping their labor because of weariness. Some flat out quit. Have you ever felt like that? I know I have. In fact, there's been times, and any preacher can understand this, that on a Monday morning, I might feel like quitting. Well, the labor sometimes becomes intensive and it wearies us. It's common to become wearied. The very nature of labor itself causes the effect of weariness. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want to give you some pointers tonight on renewing yourself. You may be sitting there in your home tonight listening to what I'm having to say, and you know, you might be saying, I feel kind of run down. I'm burdened down with the problems that I'm facing. I want to help you with that tonight from the Scripture. Renewing yourself. The nature of work itself results in weariness. I often get a chuckle, especially when a young person goes to work and they learn what it is to have a job, and after 8 hours of work, they'll come home, or you see them after they've worked and they say, I'm tired. We've all said that after a day's work. Well, that's the nature of labor. We become weary from it. Physical rest and a little R&R away from routine is often refreshing for us. In fact, Jesus became weary. The Bible says in John chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, God in flesh, the God-man, as much man as God, God and man, joined together, and the Lord Jesus Christ, as man, became wearied with his journey and then sat down to rest. Jesus told his disciples once, come apart and rest a while. My dad, who pastored for many years, would often say, you should come apart or you'll come apart. There's great value physically, mentally, and emotionally just to get out from under the day-to-day grind and have a change of pace, a little refreshment. But that doesn't necessarily renew yourself. There's great value, as the Lord gave the Sabbath to Israel to cause people to step away from responsibility and to rest. There was an added focus of reflection upon the Lord, remembering what he had provided through his great works in creation and salvation. Yet, what we need to experience, even more than just physical rest, is to renew our strength. Renew our strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those who labor in physically demanding jobs experience a weariness in their bodies. Those who labor in front of computer screens experience a weariness in the vision and minds. Those who labor with people experience a weariness in mind and often in the emotions. I think about moms with young children. Someone expressed to me yesterday or today about how weary they are taking care of two little kids. And I think I understand that to a degree. But moms with young children, it can be very stressful. You can become very weary taking care of them. I think particularly in our day right now, in our situation in America, of nurses and those in the healthcare profession. They're going to become weary with the tasks at hand. And who knows but God as to how severe it will get. They'll become weary. Teachers dealing with people become weary. Pastors become weary, and sometimes I've heard of pastors who just leave the ministry because they're wearied from taking care of the needs of people. I read one time about a pastor who preached a sermon on Sunday morning, and then on Sunday night, and then on Monday night, he loaded up his books and everything and left a note for the church that he was done. He'd had enough. That happens. Labor of any kind brings about a weariness. The problems begin to surface, however, when the weariness becomes a fatigue that's overwhelming. A fatigue that's overwhelming. Probably everyone, under the sound of my voice, has experienced a type of weariness that becomes a fatigue, and you just say, I can't do it anymore. The Bible says that even youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. We get those feelings. As we're faithful in serving the Lord, we need to find a renewed strength to remain faithful. Today we may be wearied from the events of the year, especially this year, but we can't quit. People still need the Lord. Our families still need spiritual guidance. We still need our fellowship with the Lord. The trumpet has not yet sounded. We're not yet in the presence of God. We can't let our weariness cause us to quit. Perhaps you've become somewhat weary in your spiritual service for the Lord or your walk with the Lord. Maybe your own flesh has caused you to be a little discouraged because you haven't had some of the victories that you've wanted to experience. Proverbs 24:10 tells us this, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. That verse grabbed my heart several years ago when many times tempted to quit. When I read that verse and it says, if you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. The truth of the matter is, we would faint when it comes to our strength. We have to realize our strength is small. What happens is that we become wearied when we realize the weakness within our own selves. That makes us wearied. That makes us fatigued. When our weariness causes us to look to our own depleted strength, we are about to faint. Oh, there's a lot of casualties in the spiritual walk. There's a lot of Christians who used to serve. There's a lot of Christians today who are serving and are at the brink of quitting. Please don't do it. Let's renew our strength. Some areas that we may become weary, let me just touch on them. First, we may become weary in well-doing. Galatians 6:9 tells us, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13 says, "But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing." Christians often become weary in well-doing, doing things for others, perhaps, and not getting recognized for it, perhaps not being shown gratitude, or doing, and never receiving. But the Bible says, don't become weary in well-doing. There's a payoff. We shall reap. And then the clause, if we faint not. We may become weary in well-doing. Then we may become weary standing for the Lord. I've watched through the many years that I've pastored people who become weary standing for the Lord and throw the towel in and quit because they don't feel they're having the impact they should have, or they don't feel they're experiencing the victory that they're supposed to have. We may become weary standing for the Lord, striving against sin in our own lives or striving against sin around us. Hebrews 12:3 tells us, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Consider him. Think about Jesus and what he endured before you decide to quit, looking at the weakness of your own strength. We may become weary standing for the Lord. And then the next thing is we may become weary just in the difficulties of life. Life is tough. When I was in Bible college, the pastor of the church there had a radio broadcast, about a 5-minute broadcast every morning. And at the close of the broadcast, he would often say this, "Now be good to everybody, because everybody is having a tough time." It's so true. You're having a tough time. I may be having a tough time, but everybody around us is having a tough time, especially if they don't know the Lord. And we may become weary just in the difficulties of life. Listen to what Job said. Job 10:1 says, "My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I'll speak in the bitterness of my soul." Job became wearied in the difficulties of life. And let me tell you, the difficulties of life were truly heaped upon him. My heart goes out to people battling with severe physical issues. We have them in our own church, people struggling with different illnesses, cancer, issues related to that, other severe things that people struggle with, unending trials, it seems, that can make one weary. Now let's think about the key to renewing strength. It's pretty simple. You know, the basics of the Christian life are profound but simple. In this passage of Scripture, notice what it says in verse 30. "Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall" what? "Shall renew their strength." The key to renewing our strength to serve the Lord is wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. To wait upon the Lord, the word wait means to wait, to look for with anticipation, to hope, to expect, It's used with the idea to collect or to bind together, as if you were waiting to bind together a sheaf, or if you came before one with an empty basket, waiting for it to be filled, to wait upon the Lord. You know, we're an instant society. We want things done right now. But God is not governed by our timetable. The key to renewing strength is to wait upon the Lord. The strength that renews us is not found in ourselves. We need to come before the Lord with an empty basket, emptied of our own strength, to then be filled by His strength. And there's a new strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's a new strength, and it's not our strength. That strength is one that will keep us from becoming weary, and I'll touch on that in just a moment. Waiting on the Lord, coming before Him in anticipation with an empty basket. How do we wait? First, we wait in prayer. Coming before the Lord and praying and seeking His face in prayer, calling upon Him. Jesus spoke a parable to the disciples about the widow who needed help from her adversary. And in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, we won't take time to read it, but in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, the Bible says He spake a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Praying is waiting upon the Lord, and it keeps us from fainting. Call unto Me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You have not, because you ask not. Waiting on the Lord is first waiting in prayer, but then secondly, it's waiting on Him. Waiting on Him. I think people get the idea that we're supposed to talk to God and He waits on us. He bows to our whims, our desires, but it doesn't work that way. We come before Him in need, and we wait in prayer before Him, but we wait on Him. His timing, His way, His ability. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto Him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Psalm 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now let's look at the results of waiting on the Lord. Coming before Him in prayer and waiting on Him to respond. He does everything beautiful in His time. Let's look at the results of waiting. First, the Bible says, they'll renew their strength. The word renew has the idea, it's translated to change, to pass, to renew. And the idea is to pass through or pass by, to change, to come on anew, or the idea of to sprout again, like the grass is soon to be coming anew, sprouting again. To change or substitute, to alter, to change for the better, or renew. To renew. Renewing is to change to a different strength. To renew our strength means that we were renewed to a different strength, a strength we didn't have, a strength that wasn't ours, and it's God's strength. Would you look at Isaiah 40 and verse 28 quickly? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. And then notice in verse 26, lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created these things? That bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. God's power, God's strength, holds the creation together. He's numbered and named all the stars, and they continue held together by God's power, his strength. And in verse 28, we see that this God that we serve never faints, never is weary. And in verse 29, we read, he gives power to the faint. Renewing our strength is getting another strength that's different than what we had. Our strength fails us, and we come to God, and he gives us his strength. What a magnificent difference there is in the fact of God's strength in us as opposed to our own. We change from our own strength, which ended or ends in fatigue and quitting, and we change to a different strength, a divine strength found in the Lord and imparted to us. As we wait before him with that empty basket, emptied of our own strength, he fills it then with his strength. There's no reason to quit. There's no reason to stop. You may feel, I just can't go on. You're right, you can't. But with his strength, you can. This change comes as we reach the end of our own strength and come to rest in the Lord's. The Apostle Paul spoke of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 when he prayed three times for the Lord to remove the thorn in his flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, the Bible says, and he said unto me, God said unto Paul, my grace is sufficient, more than you'll ever need. It's sufficient for thee. For my strength, God's strength, is made perfect in weakness. Your weakness, my weakness. And then Paul says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, my own strength, emptied out of my own basket, I come to the Lord, and his sufficient grace gives me strength, then I am strong. There's been numbers of times in my own Christian life where looking at circumstances bogged down from labor, I hate to admit it, relying on my own strength, there's been many times where I've come to the end of it and just fell on my knees and said, God, I can't. And you know, that's a good place to be. We don't want to be there, but it's a good place to be when we can't. And when we can't, we come to God and wait upon him, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's a promise. Listen, the youths will faint and be weary, and the young men will utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. So we renew our strength, get a new strength, his. And then it says we mount up with wings as eagles. Very interesting phrase, to mount up with wings as eagles. The eagle or the vulture. To mount up means to go up, to ascend up, to climb, to ascend, to be taken up, to be brought up. To mount up with wings as eagles means that we ascend to great heights. You know, the bald eagle, for example, glides at altitudes of up to 10,000 feet. The two highest flying bird species on record, the endangered griffon vulture, has been spotted flying at 37,000 feet, the same as a commercial airline. The bar-headed goose, which has been seen flying over the Himalayas at heights of nearly 28,000 feet. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Ascend up to heights we've never known by His strength. I can do all things through Christ, finish it, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Mounting up with eagles means to ascend to great heights, but it also means to then see from a heavenly viewpoint. The renewed strength lets us see through the lofty eyes of faith, not from the foggy perspective of man's weakness. When we wait on God for His great strength, we're lifted up above our own problems and we can see things from a heavenly vantage point, the vantage point of faith, and it makes all the difference in the world. You ask somebody, how are you doing today? They'll often say, not good under the circumstances. Well, bless God, we ought to get above them. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, ascend to great heights, and see things from the heavenly viewpoint. And then they that wait upon the Lord will run and not be weary. Run and not be weary. To run, to dart, to run quickly, to run fast and swift with great endurance as a long-distance marathon runner. You'll run and keep running in His strength. I'll go, the Bible says, in the strength of the Lord. A spiritual zeal to go forward for God with His energy, not yours. And then I'll walk and not faint. To grow weary, to become fatigued. I'll walk. I'll go. I'll depart. I'll proceed. I'll move. I'll go forward. I'll lead. I'll carry. I'll go forward walking with the routines of the spiritual walk and the daily duties of life with its responsibilities. And moms, with its pressures, with its temptations, and with its burdens, I'll walk and not faint. Wait on God as we come to the end of our own strength. That strength that comes through waiting upon the Lord is one that will keep us from fainting. Harold Clayton, years ago, when I heard him preach down in Killeen, Texas, he preached about the widow woman in Luke chapter 18 that I mentioned earlier. And he's made this statement. It's always stuck with me. He said, it's never in order for a Christian to faint. Why? Because we can find a renewed strength. We can have a change strength from ours to God's if we just come before Him. That strength comes through waiting on the Lord. And I ask the question, will you renew your strength? I know that there's many listening to me, you're just bogged down in your mind because of your circumstances and you're looking at them from your own strength. Wait on the Lord. Be lifted up above. Look down in faith. Go forward on a good pace, fulfilling the duties that God has for you. Don't quit. Too much hangs on the Christians of our day. We have a life to live and a job to do. Let's renew our strength in the Lord to do what He wants us to do. Annie J. Flint wrote the words to this song. I'm sure you know it. He giveth more grace. She wrote, He giveth more grace as our burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as our labors increase. To added afflictions, He addeth His mercy. To multiplied trials, He multiplies peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. And the chorus, His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. He giveth power to the faint, verse 29 says. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I ask you to do this. Would you please? We need you. Would you let God renew your strength? Will you let God change you from relying on your strength to his strength? He holds the world together with his power. He can give you the strength to do what you need to do, to face what you need to face, to overcome what you need to overcome. God can. He is able. We're not, but he is. I don't say to you, be the best you can be. That comes short. I say, let God work in and through you, and you be what God enables you to be. He'll give you power. Let God renew your strength. Maybe you're listening to me tonight. You say, that sounds great. I'd like to have that in my life. Well, it starts with coming to the Lord and admitting that you're a sinner, that you need to be saved. You can't save yourself. No way. You've come short. And so you come to the Lord and you say, God, I've sinned. I've come short. I believe that Jesus paid the price for me. You ask him to save you. He gives you his salvation. Then you can begin relying on his strength to live for him once you're saved. If you're not sure you're saved, make sure. Ask the Lord, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you for paying for all my sins on the cross of Calvary, for raising from the dead to make me just as if I'd never sinned, to give me righteousness. I ask you now for your gift of salvation. Lord, save me now. Do that. Christian friend, our people here at Bering County Baptist Church, the devil would sure like to discourage us. He'd like to use this time apart to draw us apart. But let's not let him, the devil, have an advantage. Let's not go in our strength. Let's renew our strength in God's. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for the opportunity to share your word with God's people. I pray you'd bless them. Lord, it's awfully difficult to preach to them and not see them. But Lord, you do. The Holy Spirit is able to work in hearts, whether we're here or not. And Lord, if there's one person in our church that's just ready to drop the towel and quit spiritually, I pray that tonight's message would encourage them to renew their strength, find strength in God. Lord, help them. Help each one of us. And Father, if there's somebody that's not saved, may they call on Jesus to be their Savior. We commit these things to you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I want to thank you for joining me tonight. And God bless you. I'll look forward to seeing you, or at least you seeing me, on the website Wednesday night for our Bible study. And I look forward to the time that God will unite us back together. But blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The Lord draws us together and is with us. God bless you now, and we'll see you soon.